Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's a pleasure to welcome you at the Swiss Institute of Comparative Law. I have the honor of opening this very promising conference for the main fact that we, as the Swiss Institute of Comparative Law, are physically hosting that event. You all know that Andrea Bonomi, who will be speaking right after me, to welcome you personally as well. He was the one behind the event who had the main ideas, and I'm very happy to be able to work with him once again. We are looking back to many years of successful, interesting, and fun cooperation on different events. When Andrea proposed to organize an event on US litigation today, we briefly discussed within the Institute, and we accepted. And it was not the mere habit of co-organizing the Journée de droit international privé together with Andrea Bonomi that made us accept, but we thought that the title and the topic was not only very interesting, and I think those who are here obviously agree, otherwise you wouldn't be here, but it also fit quite nicely with several things we have been doing and are doing at the Institute. First of all, the fact of doing an event focusing on a specific geographical area is not something we do very often, but we do it regularly. We have been holding events on Chinese law. We have been organizing events on some South American legal systems, on Indian law. And last year, we also had the first event looking at a specific part of the US legal system. The interesting fact when we organize events dedicated to the US is that everyone is already a bit familiar with the system, so we can really choose a specific topic and then go more into depth. And I think today we will have the opportunity to do exactly that. But I still think, I said we do it more often. I don't think we've ever done it for the Journée de droit international privé, and I think that's, so this is a first timer in 29 years of doing Journée de droit international privé. Another reason why we accepted was the fact that the topic links quite nicely to a couple of legal opinions and research projects that we have been doing on business and human rights. And as you probably know, the US has been at the forefront of a lot of the developments in business and human rights, and we'll be discussing some of the cases, and we'll be discussing also some of the cases that lead to the US taking a bit another role today than they have a couple of years ago. A third reason why we accepted was the fact that we do provide legal opinions on US law as well. However, we do so relatively rarely in the context of litigation. I think the lawyers are sufficiently organized that they have an easier and quicker access to US law through their contacts in the US. They don't need to go back as they might need if they talk about Russian law or the law of Mongolia. So to some extent, this event compensates the fact that we rarely give legal opinions in a litigious context. Before I give the floor to Andrea Bonomi, who will introduce the day a bit with a more thematic focus, I would like to thank, first of all, Andrea, of course, for cooperating with us. Then I would like to thank all the speakers who prepared and who will present on so many different and so many hot topics. I'd also like to thank the logistics team of the Institute. I hope you see the main focus and their main aim was to keep that room as cool as possible. That's why we have everything closed and it seems like we would be in a basement. So thanks to them for the effort on this and all the other things that you'll discover. And then last but not at all least, thank you all for coming. I'm looking forward to sharing this day and discussing different ideas. Thank you very much. Andrea, you have the floor.